Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Ariel Rosenstock, you're some langer. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Finally, Ian, you're telling me what I've always known. I'm some langer. I feel, I don't know what's going on here, but Shauna leading me into this room. I really feel. Mr. Rosenstock, I feel like I'm on death row.
Yeah.
Mr. Rosenstock, it's
time has come.
It's time for your lethal injection, Mr. Rosenstock. Just take a seat there and enjoy it.
Well, listen, happy birthday.
Thanks.
25
I'm only
years.
25.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I look well.
You're looking grand. Yeah, so 25 years of Gift Grub. Can you take it back to the very start? That was what, 1999, wasn't
Again,
it? May the 8th.
My cliche, all I remember is you coming into the building and us putting yellow.
Here comes the Ian Dempsey impression that nobody's ever heard.
No, you coming into the building and us, all of us getting out yellow balloons and champagne at 11 o'clock in the morning and pretending we were prosperous. And then Ian going away going, yeah, maybe I will leave 2FM.
Yeah.
So and then it was just myself and yourself and Paul McLoon sat down for a meeting and thrashed
it. Doing stuff already, hadn't you?
I had been doing this thing called Starship Compromise, which was Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness going around the galaxy in a spaceship trying to seek compromise with aliens.
Yeah.
needless to say, it needed a little honing.
Yeah. And in a funny way, at exactly the same time, which is kind of synchronicity, when I was over in 2FM, I was doing Starship Roisin.
Yeah.
Which was the
same sort of thing
as Arthur Matthews and the Father Ted guys.
Yeah.
And it was also the same kind of idea, but just goes to show you sometimes.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest with you, you know yourself, because you were here from the beginning, it was very loose at the beginning in terms of we were just having a punt, weren't we?
Mm.
I mean, nobody.
And we didn't know how long it was going to last.
No,
we thought
nobody.
Maybe 2-3 weeks.
And in fairness, nobody was necessarily even thinking it would. And I remember the only thing was we didn't have any YouTube or Facebook or anything like that. So that story that you used to go into Tesco and you'd be doing your shopping or whatever and a lady might come up to you and might go, I like the Bertie.
The Bertie's very good,
for you, that would be, that means something. I know my listeners.
I'm not sure what it
means.
My
judgment is excellent.
Yes. They used to also come up and say, you know, you should do something on somebody like Michael O'Leary, or you should, you know, and then we'd have a meeting about it, and I'd say, can you do Michael O'Leary?
Mm.
And you'd say, is the Pope a Catholic? Like, I mean, you could do
everybody. Is the Pope a Catholic? I remember actually the most biggest example of that was us sitting around eating burgers in the office, smoking cigarettes in the office.
Oh my God.
Putting our putting our cigarettes out into plastic cups full of water.
Yeah.
And
Alison coming in saying, can we get a humidifier?
And McLoon like that. And you going, do you know that guy, Jose Mourinho?
Yeah.
It'd be great if we could do him, Mario, wouldn't it be? And I just, well, of course I can do him. That's brilliant. That set the conversation off. So,
Mario, I don't know what's happening here, but I've got some messages from people. These are real people, okay? So I don't know who they are. It's down here, famous message one. Okay? So here we go. Do you want to hear it?
Of course.
Okay, here we go.
Hi Mario, it's Quinny here, the least famous member of the Fogs.
Bonjour Langer, j'espère que tu es bien.
Mario, Paul O'Connell here, I just want to wish you congratulations on 25 years.
You brought great glory to the Fogs, really, and you put us on the map.
I couldn't believe it when I first heard it, that it was actually the doctor from Glen Road that was doing all the impressions. It's been incredible, a joy, and I must listen every morning on the way to school or on the way to work, so congrats on all your success.
Congratulations, 25 years at the top, brought joy to so many people. Look after yourself, have a great celebration today. Pity I can't be there, but some of us have to work.
Oh. We're totally grateful for putting us together, really, you know. Roger's the main man, Paul kind of comes in the background, and I'm just very much a small part of the Fogs, but we're very happy.
Yeah.
Hopefully there'll be many more years of your success.
Yeah.
And up the Fogs.
Up the Fogs.
Up the Fogs.
Sounds kind of rude, doesn't it?
I mean, the Fogs are, I suppose in the 25 years, the Fogs are kind of a recent addition to the oeuvre.
Mm.
And
that's for Roger, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for Roger. je love the oeuvre. And So they've been fun, haven't they?
Yeah,
I love the Fogs.
Yeah, there's more. Hey, hang on.
Sean. Mario, 25 years, haven't they flown? We all need a laugh at the moment, and nobody does it better than you. My mum used to think you did the best Pascal there was. So I'm delighted to wish you the best of luck for the next 25 years from, I'm not sure if it's just Ballymun Pascal or Fibs Pascal, whoever it is. Best of luck, Mario.
Oh, God.
Get off the bleeding radio, you scob. No, it's so funny the way he goes. Yeah. I love the way, like, all's fair in love and war, but everything is compartmentalised. He's in the government and he's going, I know that people need a good laugh at the moment because things are going terribly. Who's in power?
Exactly. Listen, I've got more of these, right? But we're going to play a bit of music. And I also want to say, to celebrate the milestone of Gift Grub turning 25, today we are also proud to announce Gift Wrapped.
Yeah.
A Today FM original podcast. Which is amazing.
That's a brilliant idea.
It's a six-parter, right? Gift Wrapped tells the sometimes unbelievable but always brilliant Gift Grub story. This six-part audio documentary podcast features incredible memories told by some famous voices and the Gift Grub team, both past and present. Subscribe to Gift Wrapped now, available on all major podcast platforms, with all episodes available now. So it's great. We haven't heard this because this is an out-of-body experience.
We've been doing it. We're the guinea pigs.
Yeah. So it's been made by Fiona Smith and her team.
Yeah.
And so this has now, I haven't heard it at all. Yeah. I've been interviewed, you've been interviewed extensively, but I'm interested to hear how it's all mixed up and what happens and what happens in which episode. And
we probably end up in 2 minutes of it.
Yeah, exactly. You're celebrating 25 years of a Gift Grub. Mario, we've got more messages for you. Okay.
Oh God, who's this now?
Ready? I have no idea. Honest to God, I really don't. I'm not spoofing you or anything like that, okay?
Mario, it's Rob here. Rob Carney. Congratulations on 25 captivating years on the airwaves. Your voice has been a seductive melody weaving its way through the hearts and minds of your listeners, leaving them enraptured with your every word. Here's to many more years of enchanting broadcasts and unforgettable moments together.
Oh. Ah, see, written by Charlie Halligan.
Yeah.
there's no way Rob Carney wrote that.
Okay. That was brilliant.
That was beautiful.
Lovely.
It's fact, it sounded like the one on Gift.
Yeah, it did, actually. Yeah. What about who?
Well, Mario, I want to send you this genuine message to say how pleased I am that you were the highest paid person in Today FM, thanks to me, and that you made a fortune and that you were on stages all over the country, taking me off, but I never took offence, and I'm glad you're such a wealthy man now with shares in every company on the London and European Stock Exchange, and whenever you meet me, will you make sure you buy me a pint? And remember, I have the copyrights, in fact. So thanks a lot, Mario, and be safe and be well and continue success.
Bertie.
Oh, good man,
how
Bertie.
How ironic that he's concerned about how much money I have.
Yeah, exactly. So, God almighty, that's a beautiful cast of... We've got one more, right?
And the Bertie one is mad, isn't it?
Yeah, but I was told that this one is actually... We're kind of getting better and better. So who could this be? I've no idea. Let's not guess. Let's see who this could be. I honestly have no idea. Okay, here we go.
Well, hello there to everybody in Gift Grub.
This is
the real Daniel here. And congratulations on 25 years. Imagine that length of time. And Mario, keep practicing. They say practice makes perfect. But I'm not sure.
Little bitter tooth at the end.
That's nice. The fact that he agreed to do that. That's lovely.
Yes, that's nice. That's just lovely. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Daniel. Oh, that was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, fair play to him.
So how does it feel to be, you know, like 25 years, as you said at the start.
So Miriam told you to F off, did she?
And what about Michael D?
So at the start of it, I mean, literally we thought 2 weeks, 3 weeks, see how it goes, what happens. 25 years later, here we go. How do you feel? I mean, it's if you think in world terms, that is some achievement, isn't it?
Well, I see it as my everyday, and I see this place as my second family, really. And the more those years go by, you just realise how important that kind of work family is. And you're my work husband, and you know Charlie and Sean are my work brothers and sisters, and. That's a very incestuous family, but the time has flown. You don't think about the time, do you?
You're not answering my question.
What is that?
How do you feel?
Slightly emotional.
Yeah?
Yeah. And really happy that I can still do it.
Yeah.
Really happy. That's the main thing.
Are you surprised that it's been such a success, and that it's been, you know, had such a long life. Mm-hmm. And it's I mean, the podcast is called Gift Wrapped, and that it does not mean that it's being wrapped in any way.
It's Gift Wrapped Up.
Gift Wrapped Up, yeah. So, but how did, I mean, that it's an amazing achievement.
Yeah, I mean, I feel... to answer your question, I, of course, absolutely no idea anything like that would happen. Yeah. I mean, I'm an actor who did a few funny voices. Yeah. I didn't even realise I could write. And I couldn't really at the beginning. Right. You had to learn it. So I had to practice and practice and practice and learn how... It's a craft.
Yeah.
And just with the encouragement of you and the encouragement of the station, and when I was unable to think of something, you'd come in and you'd help me out, and everybody else here would help me out. And there's been a lot of goodwill to it, and I'm so grateful for that. And but more than that, I'm just so happy that I feel like I really want to do it every day.
And you still want to do it?
I adore doing it every day. It's my favourite thing in the world to do.
Well, our listeners also appreciate it. Here's some of them talking to you right now.
Hi Mario, huge congrats on 25 years of Gift Grub. It's hard to pick a favourite, but one that stands out for me is Bertie telling Eno about his favourite brand, Dede, and Ian cracking up laughing through it. I remember playing it for my dad and him belly laughing the whole way through it. It was absolutely hilarious. Anyway, congrats on the 25 years, amazing achievement, and enjoy the celebrations. I've been listening to Gift Grub since the summer of 1999 when I had a summer job in IBEC, and myself and my colleagues used to spend our tea break chatting about that morning's episode and laughing our heads off. A few years later, I met my now husband, who is German and was living in Ireland at the time, and the sole source of his knowledge of the Irish language has been Gift Grub. He loves it. Our three kids, born and raised in Germany, love Gift Grub. It's been a wonderful 25 years. Keep it going.
Gift Grub to me is basically hot summer days on the way to the beach with my family as a kid. I remember my dad bought the CDs, all we listened to that summer. Absolutely love it. Thanks for the memories.
My best Gift Grub memory is having the CD in our car as we drove around County Kerry on our holidays when I was 11. We knew every track off by heart, but my absolute favourite was Bohemian Rhapsody. I loved every character, like Daniel O'Donnell and Yapstam. And I was, and still am, in total awe of Mario and his talents 25 years later. Congratulations.
One of my favourite memories of Gift Grub was when I was younger, my parents would buy each other a copy of the Gift Grub CD for Christmas. Sort of became a tradition, and it'd be played all Christmas morning, then while the fry up when dinner was being made, and just loads of laughter for the morning. So just a really nice memory to have.
This is Ruth from Cork. I have such great memories of listening to Gift Grub. My dad drove me to school from 2000 to 06, and just had such laughs listening to the FM, listening to Gift Grub every morning 8:10. My dad passed away actually 2 years ago, and still remember those good laughs. So thank you for those memories, and congrats again.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
I left your microphone off there because I wanted to hear those messages, and I wanted you to hear them.
That's my favourite part.
Yeah. It's
lovely, that's my favourite part. And I remember I've told you over and over again that little text where you get, where people say, I'm stopped at the traffic lights. Yeah. I looked at the person in the car next to me, and they were laughing at the same time as me.
Yeah.
And that means they both know what they were laughing at.
And the way one of the listeners there was talking about the idea of the dad and mum buying each other the Gift Grub CDs at Christmas. It's lovely though, isn't it?
Yeah, and in fairness, when, you know, I've discussed this with you before, but the idea of what is a Gift Grub sketch, and it was, for me, I used to try and picture mum and dad in the front of the car and the two kids, maybe 16 and 10 or something, in the back of the car, and that you were trying to play to all those four people.
Okay, close your eyes for a second.
Okay.
Because I am now, just imagine me as Davina McCall. Here's some of your best bits.
Oh. How are you?
Well, let's see. How is this advent again?
How are you, Hector? Well, it's Mr. Hector. Come as I talk to you, Hector. And we'll do my reflection score.
We're talking about a large, intimidating bird, which makes a horrific noise.
My dog now is called Shex.
Welcome back to the box.
It did surprise them during matches when I suddenly would howl,
you referee, that was definitely not a foul.
When we're in World Cup class, what do we say?
Try your eyes, mate. You will have a chance to prove yourself against the Swiss on Thursday.
The world is merry.
Whoa.
I've got John Terry.
He's in their head. In their head. Bondi. 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 Hey, hey.
Kylie, I like
like spinning too? Me and my crew, we'd love to meet you, my friend Owen and Matt and Pascal Donoghue.
Right, skelp.
And the ref's reaching for a car, Jeff.
I don't believe it, Jeff.
It's black.
Black? What does black mean, Paul?
I think he's been sentenced to death, the lad.
Well, my great-grandfather, the Tinker Flatley, once told me that there's no use in boiling your cabbage twice.
David Clifford.
Lord Elgin.
Sean O'Shea.
Pascal, what's going on?
Leo, babe, what's going on, chicken?
I remember the death being very good.
Death.
What are you talking about? The death.
Will you ever get a life?
And at this point, I would urge listeners to turn off their radio.
Nobody's turning off any radio, Frank.
But, Matt, this is gruesome stuff altogether.
Shut up, Frank Greedy, all the better. I want to know what that repellent, disgusting elf did to people now.
Oh, shit.
Strict protocols, Cocoon King. There's about 2 meters between them, which will suit strict protocols very nicely indeed.
This yo, Joe, ends up outside me window last night, frightened the life out of me, Joe.
Linda Martin's ass.
Rubbing up against me window it was, Joe.
Well, bye.
Ronan O'Gara has the ball. For the love of Jesus, Ronan, do it for Munster.
Genuine.
Fair play, Ian, yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. Pork. Porridge.
Let me laugh. The FAI is a monument to professionalism.
Class,
yeah. Some of those we've forgotten about.
Yeah, absolutely.
The mass, the Kerry mass.
Yeah, and Roy Keane there.
The shrills there at the end.
To laugh. Mario, the people in Bower would like to present you with this. So this is... can you hear me? Sorry, yeah. Microphone. At this time, you think I'd realise the microphone. There you go.
Oh, dearie me. Thank you, Ian.
25 years.
Beautiful.
And it has been a personal pleasure to be working with you and to, I think we work so well together. Yeah. There's a great chemistry and long may it continue.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mario.
Thank you, Ian.
And we're going to be on 12 to 1 on Sunday. So get the bus in early now.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a countdown of the best characters,
yeah,
the favourite characters, and people are voting for that at the moment, all right?
Oh, so, thank you, everybody.
Mario, thank you very much.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Today.